Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. Mexico native Christopher Kipiego Chipsia takes first place in this year's 42nd running of the Free Press Marathon. He crossed the finish line with a time of 2 hours, 12 minutes, and 8 seconds. Executive Race Director Barbara Benage says thousands come from around the world to participate each year because they know what to expect when in Detroit.
We like to have consistency because that helps our volunteers. It helps the city of Detroit that we have consistency in our race course. But as you know, the city of Detroit is growing and there's a lot of new activity down here. So it's always a challenge to work around construction sites or road work. But we like to have a consistency that so that we can have a safe and secure race.
More than 26,000 people running in this year's race. James Young II running in this year's marathon. Even though he was diagnosed years ago with congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, kidney disease, and diabetes, he says he runs to set an example.
The reasons why I do these marathons is to show people, particularly heart patients, those who are suffering from chronic heart disease, that their journey is like a marathon. You know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, you know, and I do the race, you know, symbolic of that message.
He says the most interesting part of the event is meeting other people and learning their motivations for taking part in the race. A man is dead after an argument turns into a shootout in a Macomb County bar bathroom. It happened at Dooley's Bar along Gratiot south of 14 Mile just before 1 o'clock this morning. Two men got into a shouting match in the bathroom, eventually started getting physical. One of the men pulled out a gun and shot the other. When officers arrived, the gunman, identified as 21-year-old man from Clinton Township, was being held at gunpoint by another bar patron. Officers found the other man dead in the bathroom. He's been identified only as a 37-year-old from Harrison Township. An arraignment expected tomorrow for the suspect. There's more money, but that's not the main focus as striking UAW GM workers cast ballots on a new 4-year deal worked out after several months of contract talks. Brian Yellick of Livonia says the money's nice, but not the only thing.
I felt like from the beginning it was more about getting a fair shake for those temporary guys and, you know, that kind of thing. And the in progression guys, you know, we got them a little something last contract, and now, you know, they get half the time. Everybody will be up to the top pay in 4 years, so that's good for them. And the bonuses are nice, too, but hopefully everything will work out.
The 4-year tentative agreement involves an $11,000 signing bonus, along with a mix of raises and lump sum payments. There will be no limit on profit-sharing checks that had been capped in the past to $12,000. Voting wraps up on Friday. Well, for years, we've heard how important it is to attract and retain good employees. Business editor Murray Feldman says there is a growing trend in Michigan to do just that.
And it looks like it's working. A local company actually brings in candidates for jobs and internships, sometimes with their parents, to spend a few days in Detroit and see what the area has to offer. Another company has 5 patents for matching technology that finds job candidates around the country with the skills some 5,000 Michigan companies are looking for. One recent grad was interviewed by companies all across the nation, but she took a job in Detroit because she says the Michigan business culture treats people like individuals, not just everyday workers. All of them will be with me for a panel discussion on attracting and retaining talent this Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. till 6 o'clock at the University of Michigan Dearborn. It's free to attend. You'll find details at the University of Michigan Dearborn website under College of Business. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
National Teen Driver Safety Week starts today. Parents are encouraged to talk to teens about the importance of driving safely.
Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens 15 to 18 years of age in the United States, ahead of all other types of injury, disease, and violence. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning says inexperienced and risk-taking behavior are factors that increase their crash risk for teens. They say that's why it's so important to start a conversation with teens and encourage safe driving practices like not texting or talking on the phone, keeping music down, keep the number of young people in the car to a minimum. Tom Jordan, WWJ News Radio 950.
Come September 2020, high school juniors and seniors will be able to take the ACT test differently. Sharon Ragland Keys, owner of College Tutors, says three new changes will go into effect.
Section retesting, online testing at national testing centers based on the test dates that are available in, beginning in September 2020, and super scoring test results.
She says the changes will save the students time and also reduce the anticipation for test results. In Heartland, police are on the hunt for apple thieves. The owner of Spicer Orchard says thieves stripped 7,000 pounds of apples off 5 acres worth of trees. The value is estimated at around $15,000. Matthew and Ryan Spicer, who run the orchard, are trying to figure out who stole them and how. Ryan is the farm manager.
Think about how much time and effort that farmer puts into his crop.
Because of hunting season, cameras were pointed in another direction and did not catch the crime. Tire tracks were left behind in the grass. The family believes the theft happened sometime between October 6th and October 10th. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.